And now, an essay from Jeff L.
Clean of humidity's haze. I lay with binoculars on my chest and peer deep into the blue. But I'm not bird watching. I'm looking for planes, jetliners to be precise. Maybe you've never noticed that the Shenandoah Valley lies beneath a busy flyway. Look up the next clear day and you might see 4 or 5 vapor trails at the same time, and most headed in the same southwesterly direction. So many planes pass over us because our corner of the world lies between the big cities of the American Northeast and the busiest airport in the world, Hartsfield, just south of Atlanta, where more than 80 million passengers pass through every year. Our flyway happens to be the southbound lane, with the spine of the Appalachians on the pilot's right, reminding them to keep to the left like a topographic rumble strip. To the naked eye, jetliners cruising at altitude appear as little more than miniature stagecoaches that are rutting up the heavens with white tracks of turbine-twirling exhaust, shuttling their human cargo 7 miles high with a mysterious air marshal riding shotgun. But the binoculars carry me closer. Details dial into focus. Engines, paint schemes, frosty white aluminum skin, and golden noses that plow through the permafrost of 35,000 feet. The best time to spy on planes is late afternoon, when the day is in full retreat, but the winter sun still shines over the rim of the mountains and bathes their frozen underbellies in yellow light. A plane is in sight for less than a minute, just long enough to look around inside the cabin and see who's there. The jumbled collection of faces, feet, bellies, and backs that have been ogled by X-ray eyes and vacuum-packed. Some are sipping sodas or chewing tomato-flavored ice. Others are reading or feigning sleep. I watch as attendants wrestle beverage carts back into their stalls. I see a toddler silently screaming across the aisle at an ear-budded hipster who is at the very same moment wrinkling their nose at the burger-loving salesman who is spilling into their skinny space while staring out of his double-paned plexiglass window, watching shadows dance on the mountains where I lie unseen. In less than an hour, those suspended souls will return to Earth. The seal will be broken, the door will unfold, and they will spill into the concourse to graze on gooey cookies and drink $6 beers beside the wide promenades, where the disembarked will roll their baggage down moving sidewalks while texting their rides who are in orbit around the terminal. But the plane is out of sight. The dead leaf mattress has gone cold. It's time to get up and get back to the trail. It's been good to look up for a spell, to catch a glimpse of what is happening in the heavens. It's been good to magnify the overhead traffic galloping across the sky at 3/4 the speed of sound, and wave them Godspeed with my mittened hand as their vapors drift into the gathering night. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning to fly.
Jeff L. is a writer and preacher who lives in Roanoke. The Spark is a joint production of the WMRA Land Community and the staff of WMRA Public Radio. The Spark's theme music is supplied by the Avant Gardeners of Albemarle County. Terry Ward is our web wrangler. Thanks to Bob, Matt, and Terry for their help, and special thanks to Katie Spies for letting me know about Doug Stanford, and to Yvonne Young for telling me about her father, David Young. Now it's your turn. Whom do you know I should talk with? Please send me your suggestions through the Spark page at WMRA.org. I'm Martha Woodruff. It has been a great pleasure to be with you.